Fire destroyed a fishing vessel in storage Monday morning in Haines, prompting 20 volunteer firefighters to rush to the scene. The boat, which was not yet seaworthy, belonged to Brian O'Reilly, who says he's been working on the project for a long time. Firefighter Scott Bradford was in charge at the scene. He says no one was injured and no other structures were damaged. The boat was being built in a storage unit behind the post office. The fire spouted toxic smoke for a couple of hours before the blaze was extinguished completely. Here's Bradford.
When we arrived on scene, it was a fully involved boat, lots of black smoke, and a little bit difficult to put the fire out because there's so many little enclosed compartments. And so we've been cutting holes in the side of the boat to get water in it.
The fire started in the cabin, and O'Reilly says he thinks it was the oil stove. O'Reilly was not inside the boat when the fire broke out. The boat burned on property owned by George Campbell. Campbell owns about 1.5 acres at the spot and rents out storage space.
I didn't know. I'd heard multiple boats were on fire, so I'm not sure that this is going to affect me one way or the other than one of my renters is having a very, very bad day.
O'Reilly says he thinks the boat, which was insured, is a complete loss, but he'll sift through what's left to see if he can salvage anything.